My name is Dan Cook, and I returned to the Lord the first day of spring, 1994.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
My father was a minister, and he pastored churches all my childhood growing up. I love my dad dearly. He's probably the man I respect most in my life. I heard the gospel early on. I understood, and I believe I accepted Christ as a child. I went to the altar about 24 times growing up, because I wasn't sure that my last sin kept me from going to heaven. So I guess there was a lot of confusion there as well. I used to wake up in the middle of the night and go check and make sure my mom and dad were still in the bed so that I didn't miss the rapture. But I knew the Lord as a child growing up. I had a child born to me. I was not living for the Lord. And my mother, who was very upset with me, spoke to me firmly, as my mother, who was a strong woman, tended to do. I was raised in church, but I was not raising this little boy in church. What am I thinking? And so I said, "Okay, Mom, what church do you go to?" She says, "I go to the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church." I said, "Okay, I'll start bringing him on Sunday. Is that okay?" "Yes, I think that's a good idea." "Yes, Mom." It was there when Pastor Terry Smith was preaching when I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And at the altar call, I got up and I walked forward, my mother behind me with her hands over me, praying over me. And I accepted Christ again. The lights went out in the church about halfway through the sermon. Never seen that before in my life. The church was dark. Pastor Terry kept preaching, and one thing led to another. But yeah, I call it the day the lights went out in the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church, first day of spring. I blamed, I think, in my heart of hearts, although I didn't really vocalize it like this. I'm not sure I even realized it or even thought about it. But I think in my heart of hearts, I blamed certain situations in my life from where I was. And that's not good. I've learned that we accept responsibility for our own actions. It was a continual growth period where focus more and more on God in prayer, in worship, in Bible study. So it was a huge growth period. Yeah, started out as a total infant, baby in arms sort of thing, and then grew into what I certainly hope is a much better person. It certainly has given me a peace. I love the phrase, peace beyond any understanding. If you look at the historicity of the Bible, it's pretty obvious that Christ lived. He was born into this world. He performed amazing miracles. He died, came back to life. We're talking over 500 witnesses that saw this. All this was written down within just a few years of when it happened. The people that were there could have easily spoke up and say, "Wait a minute, that didn't happen." But they didn't. Not because it did happen. All these things we read about Jesus in the Bible. I actually notice times that I call God moments. I think every day. My wife says I've never met a stranger. I've not always been that way. In fact, I think at one time in my life, I was rather shy. I just feel the Holy Spirit moving within me to speak to people. And not only that, but it's as if, and really, I'm giving opportunities to speak to people. There's a bookstore in Dade City I like to go to and sit and read a book and drink a cup of coffee. I don't think a day goes by that the Lord doesn't allow me a time to witness to somebody there. And it's not me. It just happens. And they're God moments. And he's really blessed my wife and I And we've been able to be a blessing as well. And I think that's why we are Christ followers, blessed to be a blessing.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.